Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, why do we have the charoses on the Seder plate? Why do we have charoses at all? And as a consequence to the various reasons we'll give, we are going to discuss what should the charoses be made of? What are the ingredients to be used in the charoses? So to start off with that first question, why do we have the charoses? We're going to bring six different reasons based on the Gemara and the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and they go as follows. The first one is brought explicitly in the Gemara, Mishum Kafa. That is different explanations. Rashi explains Kafa when we have the Chazeres, when we have the Maror, so there is a certain type of Eris inside, some sort of poison in it. Kederech HaBetzalim, similar to onions, that they have something that is harmful to health. And accordingly, we are going to dip the Chazeres, that's the Maror, into the Charoses in order to remove that eris, in order to remove that quasi-poison. So that's one explanation. Another explanation it's brought in Tosvos is that it's some sort of tola'ah, some sort of worm that was found in the chazeres, and in order to get rid of it, it was dunked into the charoses. So that is explanation number one. Why do we have charoses? We have to use it in order to effectively take care of the maror. We want to dunk the maror in it to take care of the issue, either a quasi-poison or a tolas, a worm of some sort, or whatever else that was negative that we want removed from the maror. So that's why we have the charoses to dip it into. So that is number one. It's called kapa. That's what the Gemara says. Machlokas, what does that mean? But that's explanation number one, why we have charoses. Number two is to remember that the Egyptians made the lives of the Jews bitter, miserable, mar. Apparently we would have charoses to be mar, somewhat bitter as well. So that is number two. Number three, zecher latapuach, the apple tree. What's that talking about? So it's discussed in the Gemara that the Jewish women, when they were ready to give birth, they didn't want the Egyptians to know, so they didn't give birth at home. They went out to the fields, and under the apples, under the apple trees, that's where they gave birth in quiet. Tachas atapuach aroticha, that's the drasha based on that pasuk. So accordingly, to remember those apples, we have the charoses. So zechel atapuach, that is number three. Number four and number five are to remember some of the building supplies that were necessary for the Jews to build in Egypt, to build a pyramid. So number four is Zecher Letevin, to remember the straw that they used as part of their ingredients in making the bricks. That is number four, that's Zecher Letevin. Number five is Zecher Letit, to remember the mortar, to remember the mortar that was used in building the buildings. And number six, Zecher Ledam, to the blood of the Jews. That is number six. So based on that, our six different reasons, we have different ways or consequences in either the ingredients or in how the charoset should be made. Now, interestingly, of the six, there's one that's not going to be relevant. It's not going to dictate, or there's not going to be any repercussion from reason number one, the kapa, that's either the quasi-poison or the worm. It's not going to matter. It's not going to dictate to us how the charoset should be made or the ingredients, but the other five do have consequences. So number two, we said, is a zecher levia marues chayehem, that they had bitter lives. So accordingly, we would have to include things that are chamutzim, that are like vinegary, not sweet. So chamutzim, for example, are pickles. So we would have to include a taste that is chamutz, that is not sweet, that is like a vinegary taste. So that is number two. According to Tom number three, that they were giving birth, zecher latapuach, to the apples. So we would include in the ingredients the tapuach. We would include apple. An apple is typically not overly sweet. So we would include an apple or other things that have a similar not sweet taste, a chamutz taste as well. So that would be number three. Number four, zecher letevin, to remember the straw that was used in making the bricks. So we would include items. For example, we would include tefillin, which are spices that are similar to straw. It could be either in how they look or the color. So accordingly, included is oftentimes kinamon, cinnamon, or zangavil, which would be ginger. So we want to include things that either look like or give the appearance to the charoset to be similar to zecher letevin, to the straw. Number five, we said, is zecher letit, to remember the mortar. So accordingly, we make it, this is what the Gemara says, the Bali says, we make it thick. That is why our charoset is typically thick. It's not very liquidy. On the other hand, but kind of similarly, number six, we had zecher ledam, to remember the blood. The Yerushalmi says, so we have to make the charoset to be not thick, but rakas, soft. So we have maybe a conflict between number five and number six. Number five is zecher letit, so we want to remember the mortar, so we want to make it thick. On the other hand, zecher ledam, the blood, so we want to make it rakah, soft, or not thick. On the other hand, there's another reason for number six, the zecher ledam, another thing to include, not only that it should be soft or not so thick, but we put in, and this is what the Ramah says, we put in red wine into the charoset. So that's to remember the dam of the Jews as they were schwitzing and working so hard. So those are the six ta'amim, the six reasons why they have the charoset, and consequences of each. And the Maisa, the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, says we are choshesh for all of these ta'amim, meaning we want to address each of these. And accordingly, he gives us the ingredients, the recipe for making charoset. It doesn't have the percentages here, but at least the ingredients that are going to be used, the raw ingredients that are going to be used in making the charoset. So he says as follows, "Marvin letocha charoset tapuach, udvarim chamutzim." We will include an apple, and include also things that are not so sweet, so chamutz, like a vinegar type of taste. Vikinamon, vizangavil, shedomi letev. And also we're going to include various things that look like straw, so give the appearance of straw, similar to, he says, cinnamon and ginger. And also, when we make it, that's talking about the ingredients, all the ingredients that we just mentioned. And when you make it, you want to make it thick, because we brought that down as one of the reasons. That is the zecher letit, to make it like the mortar, so we want to make it thick. On the other hand, we also said that you want to make it rakah, soft, not so thick. So he says as follows, Osino sal mitchila ava, initially you make it thick, v'acharka mirachachino sal v'chomez o b'yayin adom, and then you soften it, I guess not so thick or more liquidy. So you add chometz, which is like vinegar, or red wine to make it not as thick as it was. So we're fulfilling both the requirements of thick and not as thick by doing it in that fashion. So there we have it in a nutshell. Six reasons for the charoset, consequences of almost all of them, and then we came out with the recipe. Have a wonderful day.